San Luis Potosi automotive sector seeks cross-border growth with Rio South Texas. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. McAllen, Texas. Leaders of the San Luis Potosi Automotive Cluster presented global and Mexican vehicle production data while promoting new cross-border business opportunities during a June 11 meeting with economic development organizations and business representatives in Rio South, Texas. The Business Forum, hosted by the Council for South Texas Economic Progress, COSTEP, at the Cambria Hotel in McAllen, convened business and economic development leaders from both sides of the border to discuss supply chain integration, manufacturing opportunities, and cross-border investment. COSTEP Chief Executive Officer Adam Gonzalez led the event. Luis Alberto Gonzalez Olvera, Executive Director of the San Luis Potosi Automotive Cluster, said global vehicle production reached 92.22 million units in 2025. According to data presented by the cluster, China led the world with 34.53 million vehicles produced, followed by the United States with 10.27 million and Japan with 7.88 million. Mexico ranked 7th globally, producing 4.09 million vehicles. Gonzalez said Mexico remains one of the world's leading automotive manufacturing countries, noting that the United States produces about 10 million vehicles annually while consuming approximately 16 million. Mexico is right alongside Germany and Korea, with production hovering around 4 million vehicles, he said. The presentation also showed North American vehicle production totaled 15.60 million units in 2025, down from 16.27 million in 2024. According to data presented by the cluster, based on information from the National Auto Parts Industry Association, INA, San Luis Potosi ranked 5th among Mexico's vehicle-producing states in 2025 with 366,012 vehicles, representing 9.62% of national production. Guanajuato ranked 1st, followed by Aguascalientes, Coahuila and Puebla. Gonzalez said San Luis Potosi focuses on premium vehicle manufacturing. BMW produces the 3 Series, 2 Series Coupe and M2 at its San Luis Potosi plant, while General Motors manufactures the Chevrolet Equinox and GMC Terrain. He added that BMW is preparing to begin production of electric vehicles at the facility. The cluster reported that more than 250 automotive suppliers operate in San Luis Potosi, generating more than 85,000 direct jobs. Gonzalez said the industry supports more than 200,000 jobs statewide when transportation, industrial cafeterias, security and other related services are included. Founded in 2015 with 7 member companies, the San Luis Potosi Automotive Cluster now includes more than 100 manufacturers, suppliers, universities and government agencies. Gonzalez said the organization operates through committees dedicated to human resources, purchasing, supply chain development and academic collaboration to identify industry needs and generate business opportunities. Representatives from Rio South Texas organizations also presented services available to companies considering expansion into the region. Brenda Martinez of Workforce Solutions outlined workforce recruitment, training programs and financial assistance available to employers in Hidalgo, Starr and Willacy counties through the Texas Workforce Commission. Carlos Tells, commercial real estate advisor with CBRE, discussed industrial land availability, lease rates and building inventory, while representatives from Mission, McAllen, Edinburgh, Elsa and Laredo described permitting processes, workforce initiatives and infrastructure designed to support manufacturing investment. The meeting concluded with the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the San Luis Potosi Automotive Cluster and COSTEP to continue cooperation and strengthen business relationships between San Luis Potosi and Rio South, Texas. See Relates Tories. COSTEP brings regional EDC leaders together. San Luis Potosi Automotive Delegation explores business opportunities in Rio South, Texas.